In April 2024, Amanda Reynolds received news that no parent ever wants to hear. Her 5-year-old daughter Emma had been diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Mom Amanda says, "I was devastated. As a mom, nothing prepares you for the moment your child is diagnosed with cancer. It's a fear so overwhelming that even words like terrifying or devastating barely begin to capture the weight of what our family felt at that moment." In an instant, their lives were turned upside down. Overnight, Emma was thrust into a new reality of hospital visits, painful needles, and cancer treatments. They spent their first month at Toronto's Sick Kids Hospital before Emma was admitted into the pediatric cancer program at Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital. Receiving treatment closer to home. Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital is one of 8 sites across the province that has a pediatric oncology group of Ontario, POGO, satellite clinic. The clinic is a lifeline for families like the Reynolds navigating the challenges of childhood cancer. POGO provides a wide range of services, including chemotherapy, blood level monitoring and transfusions, follow-up care, imaging tests, as well as crucial fever management. Amanda says, "We live in Mvale, so having this care close to home means that we can avoid the exhaustive drive to Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto. During emergencies, like when Emma spikes a fever, it's such a relief to drive just 30 minutes for top-level care." Amanda Gaudette, the POGO satellite nurse coordinator, says, "Having a clinic closer to home is crucial because when a pediatric cancer patient gets a fever, that's considered an oncological emergency. They need to be assessed and treated immediately. Their child patients have direct access to the clinic. After hours, the children can bypass the emergency department and go straight to the inpatient clinic where a pediatrician would conduct a fever protocol and the patients would be treated within the hour. The POGO clinic gives every child access to the best care and support and allows families to focus on their child's healing. A special bond." Emma's mom, Amanda, says what truly sets OSMH apart is its remarkable staff. For Emma, going to the hospital was scary and overwhelming to the point that just the mention of another finger prick reduced the little girl to tears. Amanda says, "Every time a staff member walks through the door, it feels like they're wrapping us in a hug, like they're quietly saying, 'We've got you.' It's clear this is more than a job to them. Their hearts are in it, and they genuinely care about Emma." When Emma arrives, her favorite pillowcase and blanket are laid out for her. It was in those tearful moments that Emma developed a special bond with nurse Amanda Gaudette. Initially, Emma was timid and anxious, but she loves seeing nurse Amanda and lets her access her port. Nurse Amanda says, "We chat and laugh, and Emma selects her finger and the perfect band-aid for the blood test." Nurse Amanda has a gift of connection with children, and she became Emma's cheerleader and comforter. She adds, "My goal is to make a difficult time in a child's life a little better. I take my time with Emma and every patient, to build that trust with them." Nurse Amanda knows that a little joy can make a big difference for a child undergoing cancer treatment. That's why she created a treasure box, filled with toys, trinkets, and little surprises. Nurse Amanda says, "My treasure box gives children a reward. After a hard day of needles and medicine, kids' eyes light up as they rummage through the box, finding a treasure that's all their own." At the end of her appointment, Emma goes to Nurse Amanda's treasure box, where she chooses a toy for herself and her baby brother Jack. Mom Amanda says, "These moments make Emma feel comfortable and at home, which means a lot to a 6-year-old going through so much. Words cannot fully express our gratitude for Nurse Amanda. Her professionalism and expertise are matched only by warmth and compassion." The Reynolds family is deeply moved by the human kindness that Nurse Amanda and the entire staff bring to their lives every day. So much to be thankful for. Emma still has a long road ahead of her. The entire treatment process takes about 2 years. She's now in the interim maintenance phase, with less chemotherapy and intense treatments. Mom Amanda says, "If all goes well, she'll move into the maintenance phase around the holidays, and our family can't wait to celebrate Christmas together." Elf on the Shelf will be making his nightly debut soon. Emma has already started circling toys for brother Jack in the Amazon catalog. Giving back this Christmas season. Amidst their fear and uncertainty, Emma's parents found hope and comfort in the care provided by Nurse Amanda and the staff at Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, and they want to give back. They're urging members of the community to support the Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital Foundation to ensure that more children like Emma receive not only exceptional medical care, but also the compassion and hope that the staff bring to families. Emma's battle isn't over yet, but it's because of the incredible staff at OSMH and the kindness of donors that families like Emma's will not face this challenge alone. To make a gift in support of Amanda and Emma, click here. Contact OSMH Foundation at 705-325-6464 or via email at found@osmh.on.ca. Visit them online here.